for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey,
what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship. Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Red Valley is intended for mature audiences and contains scenes some listeners may find distressing. Please go to redvalleypod.com for full content warnings on every episode. Do you want to continue?
So, the Puss Crank Christmas medley was called Beth Mayhem?
Oh, little town of Beth Mayhem.
We did several, actually.
Oh, yeah, what were they called?
God Rest Ye Metal Gentlemen.
Good.
The first, No Hell.
That's very good.
Good King Wencesthrash.
Wencesthrash.
Yeah. I mean, it's harder than you think.
We wish you a metal Christmas.
No, too easy.
Yeah.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, two shots to me for that.
Yeah, I know. While shepherds rocked their socks by night.
Yeah, that one's better.
The 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Would you rather do a tiny shit every hour on the hour or spend 1 week a year doing all your shits in one go?
Is this during sleeping hours as well?
For which? The every hour one?
Yeah. No, wait. No, both of them. I mean, you couldn't shit for a full week 24/7 without sleep.
Yeah, you get to sleep as normal.
Okay, would the week be exempt from annual leave or sick pay entitlements?
Oh, my God.
And does this impact the whole human race or just me personally? I mean, I'd hate to lose a week of holiday just because I... Oh!
Fuck's sake.
That is why you don't play as Baron Samedi on GoldenEye.
He's the coolest one.
Yeah, but his top hat still counts as his head, so he has, like, three times the surface area for me to get a headshot.
Well, yeah, fine. Let me be Mishkin, then.
No, I'm always Mishkin.
Oh, right.
You have everyone else you can be.
But I would like to be Mishkin.
No, you only want to be Mishkin because you can't have him.
Oh.
I like the shape of his head.
His head is square. They all have square heads.
Come on.
Oh, look. She's waddling.
Oh.
Gordon, she's waddling.
Waffles. Tortoise!
To be fair, I did think tortoises came bigger than that.
Come on, she's only wee. She came out of an egg, remember? She'll get bigger, like shoebox kind of big.
Oh, do you like her?
Yeah, she's my daughter now. Aren't you waffles? Aren't you? She pinched me, didn't you? I can't believe they actually gave us a tortoise.
Well, that is the almighty power I wield.
Yeah. Warren, can we see you in the lab in 5 minutes, please? Over.
That's a 10-4, over.
Hey, okay.
Roger, roger.
What?
Yeah, give me 5 minutes.
That's what I said.
I mean, 10 minutes.
Is it timed?
No, it's just more scans, I think.
Oh, okay.
Gordon, I need you to help Pamela with the saline. We need to top up the supply. There's not enough down here for another freeze. And Bryony wants him in before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll be there now.
But Warren, you've been out less than a week.
Yeah, well, they must be stepping it up.
Look, you know you don't have to actually...
I know. I don't have to do anything.
Warren, do you like going into hypersleep?
Well, I like being good at something.
Well, you're good at GoldenEye.
Mm.
And you don't have to risk your life every time you play it.
You're going to be here when I get out?
Always am.
Well, if you're not, I get to be Mishkin. In perpetuity.
Hi, Gordon.
Aubrey?
Yes, it's still me. How are you?
I am freezing.
I'm sure there's plenty of places you could go inside where they wouldn't walk in on you.
No, I don't trust anywhere inside. I don't really trust being outside. I don't know how long I can get away with this, Aubrey. I can only pretend to inspect the guttering so many times.
To be honest, you shouldn't be pretending. The icicles that build up on those gutters are lethal. They're like stalactites. I remember one broke off when Ben was carrying some equipment and bumped into a wall. I swear, it would have gone straight through his head if it had hit him.
Maybe I shouldn't stand beneath them then. Aubrey?
I'm sorry, I just can't believe he's dead. Ben. I mean, I can. Of course I can. It's why we were so careful all this time. We knew what they would do to us if they found us. I mean, I had to assume when he went quiet on me that they'd got to him. I just can't believe he's been down there in one of those bloody pods for Bryony to play with like he's a...
Teddy bear.
All right, Gordon.
At least you know it's equal opportunities butchery round here. Anyone's head can be sawn off.
Ben Thomas was a lot of things, but don't forget he helped you get all the information you were searching for on Red Valley, just like me.
You're right. I'm sorry. And I am sorry about Ben Thomas. He was your friend.
Well, let's not get carried away. He was a twat.
Oh.
How's Warren?
He went back in tonight.
Again? But it's only been...
5 days. He's only been out of the lab for 3. This is the 5th time he's been in.
Why is she doing that?
It's madness, isn't it? Clive Schiller's right. If Warren's what you said he was when he was in your van, you said he was the most valuable commodity Overhead could ever have. Why is she putting him at such risk if he's the golden egg?
Gordon, I need to know what she's doing in there.
I don't know what she's doing. Well, not the important stuff. I could never understand it.
But you're archiving for her as she goes, right? So you have access to the data.
Yeah, but she makes me catalogue everything.
Gordon, I need you to get as much of that as possible onto a storage device and take it into the tunnel.
What?
You can do it. Say you're exploring for your archiving or whatever. Head down the tunnel, go all the way to the reactor housing, leave it somewhere conspicuous.
And what's going to happen to it in there?
There's another way into the tunnel, from the other side of the ball bag.
There's other mines that were supposed to be connected to it.
So you've seen the plans then?
Yes, but how do you know they're even built or safe?
I've been poking around one of them. It went really far.
How far?
I don't know. I got scared and came back out again.
I don't know about this, Aubrey.
Look, it's risky enough me even being this close so we can talk over the comm. The weather won't always be able to hide me so well. You can't come out and meet me. And frankly, if we're seriously talking about getting both of you out of there one day, we need to know whether that tunnel is a viable way in and out of the station. I thought you'd jump at the chance.
What, to go down the terrifying tunnel built from an ancient granite mine into the middle of a mountain? Yeah, sounds thrilling.
Gordon, it's not a dungeon. Your end is fine. It's totally safe. It's wired in, there's lights, it's fine. It's a fascinating concept, actually.
Well, send Grand Designs down there, then.
Will you do it?
I'm not going down there on my own. I'll take Warren when he next comes out.
But we don't know how long that could be. It could be weeks for all we know.
I doubt it. Look, I'm not confronting a genuine phobia of being crushed by 1,000 tons of rock by myself. Have you ever seen The Descent?
No.
Neither have I. For that exact reason.
Very few people get the opportunity to face a phobia as specific as that. It could be a real breakthrough for you.
I don't know if I'd like you, Aubrey.
Or you'll go down in history as the first man crushed to death by a ball bag.
Got more batteries for your torch?
Yes.
Did you bring snacks?
Snacks?
Yeah.
How long do you think this tunnel is?
Well, it runs all the way into the mountain. Who knows?
What's in your bag? I thought it was, like, recording equipment.
It's just stuff.
Is that a sleeping mat?
I'm anxious about it, Warren.
This was your idea. We don't have to go in. Who cares what's in there? I'll get the door.
Oh my God, it's heavy.
Oh my God, do you have to speak parcel tongue to open this?
Let me help.
I've got it.
I can help.
No, I said I've got it.
Look, Warren, nice. You've only been out of the lab a day. This is probably really stupid.
We don't do these things because they're easy, but because they are hard.
Was that JFK?
Well, yeah, that's my best impression. This is very cool and scary, isn't it?
Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine. Are you okay?
Prop the door with that bin, would you? Oh, did the lights just flicker?
No, it was me. I'm just messing about with the torch. Be cool.
I am cool.
So, there isn't a prototype small micro...
Small modular reactor.
Yeah, right. So there isn't one.
No, no. It was just like the seed vault. They built everything for it, but never saw it through.
Or maybe it was another smokescreen to hide something else.
I don't think we'd be able to get in so easily if that was the case. The overhead wouldn't just leave the door unlocked if they had a clone triceratops down here or something.
But how else would it feed, Gordon? It needs to feed, and it only eats archivists.
Shut up.
So, have you heard any more from Aubrey?
Yeah, I spoke to her the other night. While you were hypersleeping?
You know you don't have to whisper down here.
Look, considering how we got in this predicament, you're very laissez-faire about being overheard.
What does she say?
Not a lot. She mainly wants to hear about you, of course.
Well, I am kind of a big deal.
I'll be honest with you, Warren. We're going down here because I'm leaving a data stick for Aubrey to pick up. She wants to see all of Bryony's work on you.
What? That is wild.
She wants to know what's happening with you so she can help. Are you angry?
Why would I be angry? That is some covert shit. I thought it was a bit mad to be coming down here for a day out. You're clearly bricking it.
I just thought... I mean, it's your confidential information, you know?
Oh, I think we're a bit past that, aren't we? How is she collecting it?
Well, she says there's another exit. It must be one of the disused mining tunnels from the other side of the mountain. It's much further from her end, but she's confident she can make it.
Wow. All of this going on while I'm in hypersleep. What else do you guys get up to?
Nothing really. When you're frozen and everyone else is gone, it's a bit...
What?
It's just nice to talk to someone.
Right. I mean, I hope the tortoise will be good for you, but... I appreciate she probably doesn't talk very much.
Hey, look, I trust Waffles. But I still don't know if we can trust Aubrey. We don't know her, not really. I just think we have to take the risk.
Sure, why not? I don't think anyone knows anyone, to be honest. Would you rather have the head of a dolphin or the tail of a dolphin? I think this is it.
Yeah. Oh, great, isn't it?
I guess. It's got a kind of bat cave feel to it.
Custard cream?
So it doesn't do anything else, it's just this empty space.
Well, I mean, it's not empty. Look, this is where the reactor was going to go. You could deliver it on a couple of trucks, trolley it down here, assemble it on site. It could run the station easily. The plan was it could actually run a whole community. Mm. That's what the pamphlet said anyway. Maybe it was all made up.
Yeah, right. So where are you going to leave all my deepest, darkest secrets?
Ooh, yeah. In one conspicuous tin of baked beans.
Wait, is that one of our baked well tarts?
Well, you said she liked baked well tart.
I said she gave me baked well tart.
Do you want me to take it back?
No. Now, can we go? I'm cold.
Sure. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, just hang on. Hey, just get your torch out of my eyes.
You're coughing blood.
Oh. It's just a little blood.
Warren.
Look, let's get back.
Warren, look, we need to talk about this. While we're able to.
What do you mean?
I don't know when we'll get a chance to talk without Bryony on your shoulder while you're... Well, while you're in a good mood.
In a good mood?
You know what I mean.
I don't want to do this.
You don't want to do this? How do you think I feel?
Oh, yeah, you seem like you're having a really bad time.
What?
Don't pretend this whole setup isn't your dream job, Gordon.
Hey! I've spent the last few weeks scared out of my mind for both of us. And all of the time I've been trying... Well, I've been trying to manage you. You're happy as Larry one minute, furious or upset the next. I've heard you scream in the night. I've heard you crying in the mornings. Do you think this is fun for me?
There's plenty of material for your archive, Gordon.
Look, I watched you run a scalpel through your own hand.
Okay.
And you barely flinched. I watched you over and over. You walk off to go back into that pod, not knowing if you're going to come back out again. And there's almost a spring in your step. Mm. It's obviously affecting you. Look, you've lost weight. You're pale as milk. You're coughing up blood. Bryony treats you worse than a lab rat. I just don't understand. Do you want to not make it out? Is that it?
How's your memoir coming along?
What?
Your memoir. The one I found in your car on the way here. Do you remember? What was it called?
Why do you want to talk about that?
What was it called?
Warren...
It was called You Can't Freeze a Soul, My Journey into the Cryonic Void. Would you care to elaborate on that choice of title?
Warren, look, I never thought successful cryonic preservation could exist. I thought it was a joke science.
I would love to hear your ruminations on the nature of my soul, Gordon. Or do you just think I don't have one? Like every other nameless convict thrown on Overhead's conveyor belt of horrors. Don't tell me you don't lean in when Bryony starts using those long words. Don't tell me that if the chips hadn't fallen a little bit differently, I wouldn't be just another tape for you to play to a different schmuck from accounts in that fucking car park in the rain. If there is a spring in my step when I go into that cryo suite, it's because when I get into that pod, I go nowhere. I think of nothing. I simply... am not. And every time I go in, I have that sliver of hope that if I do come out, the world might be a different place and I might be a different person. It hasn't happened yet, so yeah, sometimes I am pretty disappointed when I come around. I'm sorry if that's bummed you out a couple of times on the way for your morning slash. Yeah, I'm done. Do you want to storm off or shall I?
You can go.
No, you don't like being down on your own. You go.
Okay.
Overcast, freezing, daylight. Right, so. That was 2 hours to get in. 1 hour 40 to get back. 17,464 steps. Oh, Jesus. Oh, bloody hell. Right. It's 15:30. I have the data. I'll look at it now. Actually, I'm gonna have a nap, and then I'll look at it.
Aubrey?
Christ. What time is it? Shit. Hello. Gordon?
Oh, you're there.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I fell asleep. What time is it?
It's a little after midnight.
Midnight? How the hell is... Bloody hell. I was more tired than I thought. Gordon,
Gordon, I did it. I've got it. I've got the data.
Oh, that's brilliant, Aubrey.
I haven't looked yet, but I'm all over it. I've had my night's sleep already, apparently. But the tunnel is almost completely safe. It's a bit twisty and turny and a bit dark and spooky. But it's there. It runs straight into the reactor room, or cave, or whatever it is. And there was your bloody baked bean tin. I sat and ate half that Bakewell tart on the spot. Thank you, Gordon. It must have been hard.
Yeah.
Gordon, what's wrong?
She put him back in again.
Oh, God.
We got out of the tunnel. We'd had a falling out. I'm just trying to look out for him, Aubrey. He was coughing up blood. I should never have taken him down there. It was just because I was too bloody frightened to do it on my own.
What happened?
She was waiting for us at the entrance. Told us off like we were kids staying out too late. I tried to protest, but they acted like I wasn't even there, trying to stare each other out. And off they went. He's already in the pod.
We're going to do this, Gordon. We're going to save him, all right?
All right.
We can do this, you and me.
All right.
I mean, mainly me, but you can help.
Thanks.
Well, I'm up now. You want to play cards or something? Stop.
Would you like me to play the next entry, Aubrey? Would you like me to play the
no.
next... Would you like to talk about your feelings?
No.
There's a patch coming through from Hester.
Sure.
Hey, how you doing?
It's after 3. Why are you awake?
Do either of us really sleep anymore?
Your shift's at 7, though.
How is he?
Warren Godby has been out for the count for the last 4 hours. I have been watching him snore for a very long time. Thank God the quarantine glass is so thick.
How'd the evening go?
Oh, the same. Still confused. I thought it wouldn't take this long for him to come round.
Hey, don't start that big brain going. We knew it was going to be a different emergence to any other. He'll be fine. It's just taking longer.
I know. I want you to sleep, okay?
Okay.
See you in a bit.
Good night.
All right, Warren. Visiting time's over. Time for cards with Gordon.
Fingerprint verified. Wood. Aubrey Jane. Cryo suite.
Feels a bit much.
You're responsible for setting up security, not me.
Good point. Oof. This is weird.
Which part?
I haven't been in here since I changed your voice. I'm looking at Gordon in his cryopod and talking to him at the same time.
You're talking to a virtual...
Yes, I know. But you understand how that might be weird.
I appreciate the dichotomy.
How are his readouts doing?
The self-diagnostics on Gordon's cryopod repeat every 12 hours. Nothing has been outside of acceptable parameters.
And the generator? How's the backup?
Grace carried out the monthly backup generator service on the 30th with no issues. This was in last week's report.
Yes, thank you. I know all the fuss is going on in quarantine next door. I just don't want you to think we've forgotten about you, Gordon. Right. We're going to play Bastard.
Did you know that card game is also called Shithead?
Did you know that you are also called Shithead?
Would you like me to play the next entry, Aubrey?
You know me too well.
Red Valley was written by Jonathan Williams and directed by Alan Mundell. All music and editing by Richard Orpheus Campbell, with sound design by Alexander Broad and Richard Orpheus Campbell. Carol Pestridge was assistant director. Artwork by John Cook Lynch. Performances by Jonathan Williams as Warren Godby, Alan Mundell as Gordon Porlock, Tash Reith-Banks as Aubrey Wood, Susan Hingley as Hester Hiyashi, Rachel Fowler as Pamela Jennings, Deon Brony as De Gracious Mele, Carol Pestridge as Waffles, with Alan Mundell as Gord. Thanks for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares? We need to leave.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stuart.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
To me.
No!
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving. No.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you. I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Available now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.